ATM thefts with front loaders. They think that Adrian Turnbow could possibly be involved in all of them. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Shasta College Theater Arts Department presents Shasta College's 2017 spring play, Larry Shue's comedy, The Foreigner. Winner of 2 Obie Awards and 2 Outer Circle Critics Awards, The Foreigner is set in a fishing lodge in rural Georgia, oft visited by a British demolition expert, Froggy LeSueur. This time, Froggy brings a friend, a pathologically shy man by the name of Charlie, who is completely overcome at the thought of making conversation with strangers. So Froggy tells everyone that Charlie is from an exotic foreign country and speaks no English. Hilarity ensues as the plot unfolds in Shasta College's spring production of The Foreigner. Curtain opens for The Foreigner on March 10th at the Shasta College Theater and runs through March 19th. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/theater or by calling the box office at 242-7573. That's 242-7573. Tickets also available at the box office 1 hour prior to the start of the event.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jefferson. We're back. Like a bad habit, we're back. Hey, good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Wynn. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Wynn. Good morning, Terry.
You know, they talk about the disclaimer here that the views and opinions of this program shouldn't be that of KCNR.
But they should be.
They definitely should be.
At some point, they will be. When it's safe for them to come out.
Yeah.
So,
well, did everybody set their clocks ahead this morning?
Of course. I let my cell phone do it itself.
Yeah. Am I awake yet?
Took the easy way out. Well, so
trust me, there's some listeners who are now in a panic because I reminded them. And they're an hour late for church.
It's like, dang, here we go again. Well, we have a couple topics we want to talk about today, and we want to get your input and calls and see what you think. Give us a call at 605-4567, and we'll go from there. Terry, what do we got?
Well, first thing I'd like to bring up is that tomorrow night at the Reading Patriot meeting at 5:30, we have our Jefferson meeting. We have 2 different areas to go to if you want to learn more about Jefferson. We have people who will be answering your questions from 5:30 to 6. If you're a Jeffersonian and have been for quite some time, we have a meeting at the very same time in a different room that we have that we discuss what's going on, what we're doing, what action items we're going to be up to. Then at 6 o'clock tomorrow, we have Gary Cadd coming in, our former city council member and a fighter for freedom.
A true patriot.
And fiscal responsibility.
Yes.
So he'll be coming in. He has some interesting things to bring up, and I'm not going to give any of that away, but I think, folks, that if you live in Reading, I'll say this twice, if you live in Reading, you need to be at that meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock if you live in this town.
You have to hear what he has to say and
absolutely
how it's going to affect you directly.
Absolutely.
Yep. before we get going, we do have our team at the convention center. They've got a table at the convention center, and they're answering questions, handing out information, collecting signatures, and they're all a bunch of patriots out there doing the Jefferson movement. So at the convention center here in Reading today, and today is the second day of the event. So go out and check it out. I believe they're on the first floor, so if I remember correctly. Yes, they are. So go out there, check them out, see what's going on. Say hi.
Hey, amigo, it seems to be there's less of you these days. You're looking pretty good, buddy.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, and also tonight, we have a conference call. So if you want to be part of that conference call, 7 o'clock, and the number you can call is 641-715-0861. And then we have a password. Once you get into that menu, then you hit 307-268-pound. Again, 641-714-0861. And the password is 307-268-POUND. And you can find out what else is going on Jefferson-wide. And it's, excuse me, it's people from all over Jefferson and people that are not in Jefferson at the moment or that are just supporters that log in to hear what's going on and what's happening and have great input. We also, with that, you can go to the SOJ51.net website and you can click on the chat or chatsy. Click on the chat and get into the chat room and see what's going on in the chat room and hear, listen to the radio show or to the call at the same time. And it's a great way to have input and dialogue and figure out where it affects you and how you can have input and how you can have an effect on it. So do both and join the rest of the Patriots that are doing it. And again, it's at 7 o'clock.
Also on Tuesday, the Anderson City Council voted 5-0 to not be a sanctuary city. I will say do not to be a sanctuary city. So 5-0 vote. And when you stop and think about the county, who apparently didn't have enough information or wanted to see, quote, as Mr. Morgan said, where the lawsuits fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the courage of the city council in Anderson is something to be commended. I would say we wish you would switch places with the Board of Supervisors, but then yes. We wouldn't want to wish that on the city of Anderson.
No, we wouldn't. Well, it's amazing, too, that we have one governmental agency that's willing to step up and do the right thing. They know it's the right thing.
I wonder what Reading will do. I wonder what the City Council of Reading will do. You know, when you stop and think about this, the whole issue that with this sanctuary county, sanctuary state, et cetera, is they're promoting it not from an immigration standpoint, but from a safety standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's probably where the lawsuits are falling in. If anybody has information on that, call us at 605-4567, 605-4567.
And keep in mind, too, the people the sanctuary cities are where more people are getting killed. So I would not want to be in a sanctuary city because Lord only knows what could be potentially happening. The criminals know that they can get away with it, and there they do. They get away with it. So I don't know. I'd like to have a non-sanctuary county. That way people are notified from the get-go, from the county line, that they're not allowed to be here and to pull the stunts that they pull. So hopefully that'll work itself out and do it very soon. And we'll show that we have leadership within our county ranks that are willing to step up and play by the game, play by the rules. So there we go. Glenn County. We were down in Glenn County yesterday, and we met with a group of Patriots down there, and they're all ready and willing and able to make things happen for their county and stepping forward and getting all the information going. And so we've got some great leadership down there. They're great people.
We're going to get into that in a little more depth, but right now we have Roberta on the line. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
Beautiful, beautiful morning in the state of Jefferson.
Yes, it is.
I went to the safety meeting that the district attorney put on, and I encountered David Keough, who happens to be my supervisor.
Oh boy.
And asked him how much research he had done since the meeting where he voted down the
Sanctuary County.
Yeah, Sanctuary County. And he has done none. I asked him if he had talked to a supervisor in Tehama County. No. Did he talk to a supervisor in Siskiyou County? No. And I said, don't you think it would be important for you to find out why they voted correctly on that issue? And he actually didn't think it was important at all. And so I told him I thought it was, and would he please do some research? And he did take my phone number to get back to me. So I encourage everybody, call your supervisor.
Well, hey, Roberta, when he gives you a call and shares his conversation with you, would you please do us a huge favor and call us back and let us know when that happens and what the content of the conversation was?
I certainly will.
Yeah, that would be great information to have, because now we have a timeline from when you spoke to him the other day until whenever, if ever, he calls you.
That's right. But I thought it was really interesting that even after that meeting, he didn't seem interested enough to find anything out.
The thing is, he's not doing his job.
No, he's not. What are we paying him for?
He's your employee, and he's failing to do his job.
So how does he get elected? That's the main thing. We keep electing these same people.
Okay, looking forward to Gary tomorrow night.
All right, thanks,
Roberta.
Bye-bye.
You know, as we go back and talk about some of the supervisors that are elected, some of the people on city council, we seem to be electing the same type of person, the person who has a lack of knowledge of what's really going on.
Yeah.
And also we seem to have somebody who just says the right buzzwords or makes us believe his shallow campaign promises.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you look at somebody like David Keogh, Mr. Morgan, oh, my gosh, Mary Rickert, that is just sad when you stop and think about that those people actually are – representing us when it comes to something as important as a sanctuary county.
Right.
And with SB 54 passing the Senate, which makes us a sanctuary state, and SB 6 also passing the Senate, which makes it so that if a criminal is going to be deported, an illegal immigrant who's a criminal going to be deported, that we will supply an attorney at the taxpayer's expense. So, you know, when you look at this and they have no idea, in fact, I'll bet you they didn't even know they were a sanctuary county. They probably didn't even know. Mm-hmm. However, when we were in Tuolumne, which I'm here in a minute, when we were in Tuolumne, they did know that they were not a sanctuary county. Tuolumne is not, although Calaveras and Amador is.
Yep, yep. And so we're just hoping that people will start, you know, good leadership will start stepping up and making it happen. And hold your elected officials accountable, every single one of them. Doesn't matter what position they're in. Hold them accountable. Hold their feet to the fire. Email them. Write them letters. Call them. Go visit them. Make appointments at their office. Do everything you've got to do to get in there and to make sure that they understand where they stand with you and the rest of the community that they represent.
This is kind of funny. I guess we'll get into Tuolumne one of these days. But Gary Hollihan, hey, buddy, how are you doing? Where you been?
Oh, I have the dread gombu, and I still have it, so I'm trying not to infect anybody. But anyway, could possibly the Board of Supervisors be referring to the lawsuits that Judicial Watch is putting forward regarding sanctuary cities? I can't imagine anybody other than maybe Modi bright enough to understand what Judicial Watch is doing and subscribing to what Judicial Watch is doing in their newsletter. Can you?
He was conspicuously absent at the meeting. He was not there. There were four of them there, and he was not there. You know, I'm not really sure. I don't know whether or not them taking action or not taking action, whether they're subject to any type of litigation or prosecution for that matter.
That would be the only litigation that's out there, and Judicial Watch is making a big deal of it, that they are going forward and the only ones that are going forward regarding the sanctuary cities and the lawsuits pending. And that would be the only thing, like I said, that maybe they're referring to, but I can't imagine any of them being smart enough to know that it's even happening. So anyway, that's all I have. Thank you very much, gentlemen. See you tomorrow night.
All right. Bye. Thank you, Gary. Yeah, Gary's got a point. And if you watch the videotapes that, you know, this meeting where they voted on that is out on our website and everywhere else, people have been putting it out there. And if you watch the body language, it just totally blows me away that, you know, they can't even look at the people in the audience. They're not willing to sit up straight, have a backbone, and say what they mean. They're kowtowing down. They're looking down. They're looking at each other for help is what they're doing. If you look at the five of them sitting up there, that's what happened, especially with the two newbies. They're up there looking at each other for help in support of what they're saying. Like, am I saying this correctly? Did you guys already have a powwow about this beforehand? I don't know. Did you or didn't you? If you're going to be a leader, stand up and be a leader. Right, wrong, or indifferent, take the bumps and bruises, earn them, do the right thing. But when they're doing that, not at all, because I watched it over and over just to make sure that I wasn't missing something, that I didn't hear it incorrectly. And in my assessment, as rough as it is, that's what I saw. So I don't know. I question everything.
I agree, my good friend. Well put. We've got to go to a break right now. If you've got any question or you have something to add or you have something to say, give us a call, 605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come
for 51.
That California was never supposed to be just one state. Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Okay, we're going to talk about Tuolumne. We're going to get this in here real quick.
I think
the
boat's rigging.
Really quick. Terry and Sally and I went down to Tuolumne on Tuesday morning, left here early morning, and got down there and met up with a bunch of folks at the fairgrounds. And we were there hanging out with them because they had a Board of Supervisors meeting at the fairgrounds because there's no way it would have been able to be hosted at the chambers. And their whole meeting, the whole premise behind it was discussing Jefferson and supporting the movement as far as the lawsuit and just moving forward with that and how things were going to be going and having their county board of supervisors support it coming on board. They're already in. They've already signed a declaration through the committee, through the people. The people have signed it and moved it forward. They were talking to their committee members down there, board of supervisors. They're a small county, and they have many fewer people than we do in Shasta County. And so they're a tighter group. They know each other, and they wanted to make sure that the board got an opportunity to have a presentation about what was going on. Well, we were down there, and Mr. Raposa did an outstanding job on doing the presentation there. He had a whole 30 minutes to do his thing, and he used every single second of it and told them everything that was pertinent and relevant to Jefferson. And they got an education. They truly did. And you could tell by their body language that they were ready for it. They wanted it. You know, just keep reading people and seeing how they do things. And then when he was done, then what is her name?
Cindy Elsmore.
Thank you. Cindy Elsmore, a retired government official from Sierra County, came in, and she is with Cal Exit, Cal something. I don't remember. I can't remember. I don't know what legitimate group she's with anymore. But basically, keeping it California is what they're trying to do. She came in with a PowerPoint to do her part of the presentation, which failed miserably. She didn't know how to navigate through her PowerPoint. Her stats were incorrect. Her dialogue was awful at best. She was inaccurate on things, not only what she was presenting on the PowerPoint, but with what she was saying. She was wrong. And she was using their county budget information, which was wrong. And you don't want to go into a program where you're going to throw it in their face and tell them what they need to do. Well, she did that as well. She told the board what they needed to do, or they would be what did she say? I can't remember the exact wordage.
Well, she said that they should make a ruling that day on whether or not they supported. And then we let them know that it didn't matter whether they supported it or not, basically, in a very polite way, that we were already in. But the one thing that she did do is she kind of went after them a little bit. And at the very end, the Board of Supervisors in Tuolumne County verbally let her know they didn't appreciate it. They didn't really appreciate a lot of what she said. And I know when I was asked a question during the Q&A time that the Board of Supervisors was asking each one of us questions, I made a comment. I said, why is it that we have a retired official from another county that has to come in here and tell the Board of Supervisors here in Tuolumne County exactly how much money they have, what their budget is, and everything else? Don't you guys know that stuff? And Mr. Gray, who was one of the supervisors, smiled at me and he says, well, it's nice to be refreshed once in a while. And I said, yes, it is. She is quite refreshing. So I think the bottom line here is that the people of Tuolumne County, God bless you all. You're amazing. Calaveras, Amador, those three counties down there. When those people spoke in their 3-minute public comment, it was so it was great.
Very impactful.
Very impactful. And, you know, very, very thoughtful. Very articulate. It was just absolutely outstanding. And, you know, it's very impressive to see how people who are coming on, getting engaged of all ages. There was one young college man who was just fantastic.
Yeah.
When they started talking about California's money and how they don't, and Cindy Elsmore was saying how plush California was economically, and this young man pointed out that Governor Brown is trying to borrow money to finish the bullet train. I mean, he's trying to borrow money to fix the dams. He's trying to borrow money from the federal government. If we're so plush, why are we borrowing all this money?
And he also pointed out that they're taking money away from the Californians and giving it away to the illegal aliens
Absolutely.
To go to school. So, you know, and that's from a college-age young man doing, you know, stating that. And then we had people much older, people that have been around for many years that have businesses there, talking about how they would move out of California if they could, but they can't. Their business is there, their buildings, everything they have is there, and there's no way they would ever, at this current market, would ever recover the costs that they have in their business. So, and they're invested there generationally. So they know that they have to stick it out, and they're going to fight for it. And then we had the youngest one of all the group
10 years old
Ryan. He just did a great job getting up there and saying, "We need to do this, and this is why." And then he reminded everybody why we were doing this, because of his presence just being there. We're doing this for him, and everyone like him, you know, a little older and younger, we're doing it for them. And if we don't do it for them, God help us, you know. That's who we're working this for.
Well, and right now we have Round Mountain Bob.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's up?
Hey, Snow let people know we're still getting signatures, and we were at the home show yesterday. We are there today, and yesterday we probably got 125 or so signatures, and right now, the way California is going, people are so willing to put their name down so they could be counted in Jefferson. It's unreal. They are just thrilled. So I think let people know that we're still doing this here in Shasta County, and we're doing, I think the people out there doing this are doing a great job.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Great update.
Thank you, Bob.
You bet.
Anyway.
You have a good one. We'll talk to you later. Keep things up.
All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Bob. You know, right. What was really neat is that we got a call from Jan this morning, and they actually seem to be having more of a presence there, even though the gun show was amazing.
Yeah.
They're having more of a presence there. Well, the weather's great. I think a lot of people are looking, after all the rains, to come out and do some things on their homes and get some things fixed and get some things redone and get some things remodeled. But, you know, the thing is that liberty is something that's so contagious. It's so great. The questions I know we get now isn't, well, is this thing ever going to happen? It's, when is it going to happen? How can we help make it happen? And that's the beauty of this. The understanding, again, I know I say this a lot, but, I mean, to me, this is unbelievable that this movement is as strong as it is.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 years and 5 months, it is just absolutely unbelievable how strong this is. I don't know that there's ever been anything like this ever before. I know that with the court case, folks, I can tell you this. We have one more thing to do, and that's it. Just one more thing out of all the things that you've got to do on a court case to file it. We only have one, and that is being worked on as we speak.
Yep.
If you want to find out more, call in tonight.
Yep. Call in tonight and come to the meeting tomorrow. We always have our Jefferson meetings on Monday nights, rain or shine. You know, we always have them there. And if you're able to come on one particular Monday, great. If you're not, that's fine. Do the next Monday. They're 5:30 at 3276 Pacelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church. And then right after that, we transition over into the Patriot meeting. But what we also do with our Jefferson meeting, which is unique to Shasta County, is that for people that are first-timers just trying to get their feet wet or just trying to understand what we're doing and how we're doing it, come to an introduction meeting that we have. We have that in one room, and we talk about everything. We answer all your questions, and once you get up to speed on what's going on, then you can go over to the other room, which is our action room, where everybody talks about what they're going to be doing in order to enhance and to help continue moving the movement forward and getting information out there. And both places, you learn a lot. The first one, you get the introduction of what's really going on with Jefferson and how we're proceeding with the process and why we're doing it the way we're doing it. And we can answer your questions specifically at that time. It makes it really nice to be able to do that. We've met some great patriots here locally that are coming on board that understand what the importance of doing this. And then transition into the other room, you get to meet the rest of the group and see how things are going there as well. And offer your time and talent and see how we can make this thing work. And that's what we're doing. That's the only way it's going to work. It takes all of us. It's grassroots. Remember that. The whole entire movement for Jefferson is grassroots. There's not just one person in charge. We have many people that are leading as leaders throughout every single county. And that's the beauty of it. We've developed it that way intentionally so that everybody has skin in the game and then that the leadership is everywhere. It's not just one location, common to, you know, unlike other leadership teams, you know, that they want to have one location that's primary, their spot or whatever. That's not how we operate. So we embrace all the leaders in the counties, and we want them to be good, successful leaders. And if there's a way we can help, we will help. If there's a way they can help us, they help us. So it's a great team. It's a huge family of people that are out there doing this. So I just wanted to put that out there. So we have to go off to our next break now. So give us a call at 605-4567. Again, 605-4567. You
keep saying time has come.
451.
Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Monday, the 13th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
The voice in my head, hey, is telling me that I should stay in my bed because it's 2 in the night. Why can't I sleep when it's 2 in the night? Cause the fire in my soul, hey, the fire in my soul got me ready to fight, and I'm ready for war. Ooh, oh, 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 oh. Climb the streets and I found my way over. You know I've been so lost in translation. Like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon. Trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes, yeah.
Okay, we're back. And before we get going, we need to take Jan's call. Good morning, Jan. How are you doing? Are you out at the home show?
No, I'm not. And I'll turn off my radio. I just wanted to comment that the thing I noticed going back to the gun show is there's just a more hopeful attitude. And I don't know whether we can attribute some of that to Trump, but they're also more hopeful about Jefferson.
Oh, when you're hosting the tables and so forth?
When we're talking to people.
Yeah, okay.
But the home show, we are on the first floor.
Okay.
But if you go in the regular way, you have to go in at the top floor, and then as you circle down through the show, we're near the doors as you exit. It's a really nice location. The folks that put on that show are just really great, and it's a good event for us and for them. But the question I had for you guys is I was talking to Chris yesterday, and he was pointing out, and maybe you guys could elaborate on this, that the lawsuit, the court case, is about Jefferson, but more it's about representation.
Actually, it's not about Jefferson.
Could you guys elaborate on that
yes.
again for other people? Chris did a really good job explaining it, and I'm sure you can, too.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You, Jan.
Thank you, Jan. She's right. We need to make sure we are clear on that.
Right.
Okay.
The court case basically is Citizens for Fair Representation. It's a DBA of RC4. What that says is that we are looking for representation. The court case does not talk about Jefferson or mention Jefferson. Jefferson and the court case for representation are two entirely different issues in the respect that Jefferson is the remedy that we see mm-hmm. for the standing that we have and the harm that has been caused to us by lack of representation and dilution of vote. There's other remedies, of course. There's a remedy of more representation, which Wynn will get into in a minute. But the remedy we seek is the state of Jefferson. Now, that remedy would never be a ruling of the court. I'll say that again. That would never be the ruling of a court because the court cannot create a state. If we are in federal court and they rule in our favor, the ruling would be the people here definitely have themselves a reason to bring this court case to court because of the lack of representation and the dilution of vote. California, you need to remedy this. How that looks is what you guys are going to negotiate on. How that looks is going to be what happens when you get behind closed doors and figure it out. But our ruling is you will have to figure that one out. Now, that in their position, meaning California, would most likely be more representation or not. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe they would appeal it. But the appeal process, as everyone knows by now, because of the nature of the case that we have, and it going to federal court, not the state of California, the appeal process, because of the nature of the case being a lack of representation and dilution of vote, that would automatically appeal process go to the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, we wouldn't be in the front of the line, but we wouldn't be at the end of the line because people have asked us, well, how long is that going to take? Well, we don't really know. We know we're going to be up near the front because of the nature of the case, lack of representation and dilution of vote. What do you have to add, my good friend?
Well, you pretty much covered it all. Everything that you said is factually true, and we know that that's how we have to navigate through the legal system in order to get to the end result. The big surprise is for California is that if we go to do a representative model of what we truly need to have, we can use per county count. So the smallest county we have within Jefferson has 2,950 people.
Actually, Alpine has around 1,250.
Right, but they haven't signed on to Jefferson yet. So, but if we want to do just the Jefferson component, we can do that. Or if they want to do all the counties for California,
right.
then we would
That's
use Alpine's benchmark of 1,200 right. plus people. So are they going to give us representatives for 1,200 people throughout the entire state? Can you imagine how many representatives that would be? So you take 38 million and divide it by 1,200 and something. That's how many you would have.
With staffs.
And then you add the staff
yeah.
for each representative to that. There's no way California is going to even come close to that. They're not even going to entertain that. They're not even going to listen to that. So then we go back to the table. So what benchmark do we want to use? Well, we use a component for Jefferson counties then. Okay, the smallest county we have has 2,950. We more than doubled the count for them right then and there and just in that conversation. Again, they're not going to want to do that. But every county in the state deserves representation, every single one of them. So they're going to have to figure out a model that's going to work for everyone involved. So are we going to be taking away representatives from the bigger urban cities? Yes, we will. Are we going to be getting them to the counties that have zero representation? Yes, we will. So how's that going to work? That's part of the negotiation that will happen between the Jefferson representatives and the state of California representatives when it comes to hashing this all out. It's going to take time. Hopefully it'll go fairly quickly. On our part, it's a no-brainer on what we need to do, and we're going to stand firm on what we need to do. We're not unrealistic and we're not delusional thinking about what's going to be happening and how things are going to work out. We know how things are going to work out. California has shown their playbook multiple times on how they handle things, and we're just going to play by the rules. We're going to be moral and ethical, and we're going to move forward and do it the right way. We're going to have representation for every single citizen within the territory of Jefferson, within every single county of Jefferson. That's the plan, that's the model, and that's what must happen. So that's what we're going to use as a benchmark to move forward. And if you want to get involved with that, I strongly encourage you, no matter what county you reside in, to get involved with your county group. At some point, we're going to have the citizens, you, me, all of us, that are going to be involved with doing this. If your county supervisors are the supervisors that have signed on to support Jefferson by signing the declaration, that's wonderful. They will be representing your county. But the rest of us who had to do it ourselves, that are proud to say that we've done it ourselves, that are taking care of business, it'll be the citizens doing it. It will not be the boards of supervisors dealing with it. Again, it will not be the boards of supervisors dealing with it. And so it's going to be up to us, the citizens, taking care of business. They can be sitting on the sidelines watching and waiting and seeing what gets rolled out by their employers. So we're gonna show them how it's done, and we're going to do it right, and then we're holding them accountable to keep it and take care of it. So we'll be able to do that at a much better rate once we have our representation here locally in every single county. So step up, get involved, go to soj51.net, find your county committee, find those people on those county committee rosters, give them a call, email them, whatever you got to do to make contact to get involved and to help. And every single one of us is doing this. It's grassroots. There's no sugar daddy funding this program. We're all doing it ourselves. So get involved and earn it like the rest of us have been doing. If you have any questions, you can always give us a call. You can email us, and we'll be happy to respond in any way possible.
And right now, in the nick of time, we have Nick.
Nick.
In Reading. How you feeling, buddy?
Good morning, Nick.
Everything's good with me except for the things that aren't too good. But, you know, they're not bad, so everything's good. Hey, listen, you know what? What you guys are missing out on, you know, besides us wanting our liberty, we need our pride, too. Who in the heck's proud of being a Californian when it's a welfare state the way it is? And then when somebody wants to stay in California, that means they're proud of Nancy Pelosi. You know, that dumbass Nancy Pelosi, and Carl, that's A-Z-Z, not A-S-S. That dumbass Nancy Pelosi, she said, well, we've got to sign it to see what's in it. And now with Trump wanting to change health care, well, we've got to see what's in it before we can pass it.
There you go.
You know, and you've got that goofy Maxine Waters. And anybody that wants to stay in California, they're pretty much saying that I'm proud to be a Californian and having these people represent me.
Isn't that scary?
Well, you hit it right on the head, you know, and if you stop and think about it, you know, if you love California and all it stands for, then I guess you hate the Second Amendment, you hate property rights, you hate water rights, you hate free speech, you hate fair and adequate representation for all citizens.
You know, and what else is, you can pretty well rest assured that California is a democratic state, liberal, progressive. How can you be a Christian and be a Democrat?
Exactly. That, you know, also, if you love California, then you're okay with young women selling the parts of their unborn children to the state so they can get money to abortion clinics. If you love California, you're okay with the laws of a young girl or even a young boy under the age of 18 being able to be put out for prostitution, not being arrested. You know, you're okay with Los Angeles telling you how to live. I mean, you know, you're okay with, you know, with the liars and criminals that are in charge of our children's future. You're okay with the new tax gas that comes out for 21 cents a mile. You're okay with California, you know, with all being the worst when it comes to taxes. You're okay with California last year spending $72 billion, that's with a B, dollars, on the educational system that is the worst in the United States. You're okay with that. And you know what California's answer is, Nick, to all of this? You know what their answer is? We need to outlaw plastic bags.
That's right. You know, I don't just want my liberty back. I want my pride back. And you know, one thing you guys mentioned is, you know, we don't have a sugar daddy to back this movement up. And one thing that bothers me is these people that could afford this, some of these wealthy people around here, they're the ones that's going to benefit the most. And they don't seem to want to even lift a hand. They just, I don't know. I believe in what you're doing, but I don't think it's going to work.
Well, that's
disgusting to me. If you don't vote, you shouldn't complain.
Exactly, but I'm also assuming that they're going to come onto the bandwagon, be tailgaters at some point.
Oh, yeah.
And then, I hope so.
And then they're going to want special treatment. The special treatment will not be there for anybody, so they need to understand that. Nobody's going to get special treatment for anything. It's fairness to everyone from the wealthiest down to the poorest. It doesn't matter who you are, from the oldest to the youngest. It doesn't matter. It's going to be fair treatment for everyone because that's the way it needs to be.
Hey, Nick, give Signe a hug for us. We got to get off to a break.
You can hold on
through it if you want.
Oh, no, I pretty much spent everything I had.
All right, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you, Nick.
Okay, bye.
Talk to you later.
If you have a phone, you want to call us, it's 605-4567, 605-4567. We're going off to our last break, and time has come.
For 51.
I had to get that right out.
You think?
That Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California. A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The Shasta College Theater Arts Department presents Shasta College's 2017 spring play, Larry Shue's comedy, The Foreigner. Winner of 2 Obie Awards and 2 Outer Circle Critics Awards, The Foreigner is set in a fishing lodge in rural Georgia, oft visited by a British demolition expert, Froggy LeSueur. This time, Froggy brings a friend, a pathologically shy man by the name of Charlie, who is completely overcome at the thought of making conversation with strangers. So Froggy tells everyone that Charlie is from an exotic foreign country and speaks no English. Hilarity ensues as the plot unfolds in Shasta College's spring production of The Foreigner. Curtain opens for The Foreigner on March 10th at the Shasta College Theater and runs through March 19th. Tickets are available online at shastacollege.edu/theater or by calling the box office at 242-7573. That's 242-7573. Tickets also available at the box office 1 hour prior to the start of the event.
Mark, I'm craving some really good Mexican food.
How about Mazatlan Grill? They're partnering with Haven Humane Society for the second Tuesday Dining Club in March.
That's a great idea. Their tableside guacamole is excellent, as well as their sizzling fajitas and the entire menu of traditional Mexican favorites.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 14th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop, as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could. Thank you.
Alrighty, we're back. And before I forget, I need to make a correction. I misquoted a telephone number that I gave earlier today, and I apologize for that. I've been corrected, and I appreciate the correction. The number for the conference call tonight at 7 o'clock is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. The access code is still the same. It's 307-268-POUND. 307-268-POUND. And if you want to get on that conference call, you can hear what's going on Jefferson wide and hear all the goodies on there. And again, you can go to the chat room and you can click on that at soj51.net. Click on that and get enrolled in there. You have to register your name in there, and then it's not a big deal. You just put your name in there and then you're active on the chat room, and you can have dialogue and ask questions. And if you have pearls of wisdom, you can share that with us as well. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. And I apologize for the wrong number that I gave out earlier. I have too many numbers here. The other thing is we want to talk about is we're going to be having a press release come out from our great patriot, Terry G. from El Dorado County, and she puts all this stuff together for us, and she's outstanding. She's been doing it for many, many years, and she knows exactly what she's doing. And so when we get ready to roll out the press release, or when it rolls out, we want you to know it's coming from us and not from other sources that may be tainting what's going to be happening. But we want to let you know when we're going to be moving forward with the lawsuit, so everybody understands we filed and what we're going to be doing and how we're doing it, and what the expectations are and what to be looking for, even more so how you can help if possible, if you're willing to do that. So we just want to let everybody know that that will be coming out in a timely fashion, and it should be coming out in hopefully the next couple of weeks when we actually file, and it should be right at the same moment. So we just want to let you know that. So when you see a timely press release, you know it's coming from us and that it's legit. And so you can earmark us as in your system, whichever way you get your information, Facebook, email, what have you. And you can always watch the website too. It'll be posted there as well. So I just want to give everybody a heads up on that. And then we're off to...
Well, Terry G. also will be someone we will have on the show here soon. She's a remarkable lady.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely remarkable. And she'll be on. You know, and one other thing about this press release. As you can see, and most of you listening here, you can see that Citizens for Fair Representation, their court case is going to be filed very, very shortly.
Yes.
We're in the last legs of this thing. Again, it's difficult to give a time frame. I've been asked that. I got asked that by the Board of Supervisors in Tuolumne.
Mm-hmm.
The difficulty is just how long it takes to get these things done. But when you have lots of things to get done, dozens and dozens and dozens of things, and you're down to one, that means that time is short. But it's better to do it right than do it quickly. And I think the attorneys have a good point in that they want to make sure this is done right. We want to be assured of that three-judge panel, and that should happen, I believe will happen, when this last thing is done.
Well, and that's a perfect point that we want to point out to everybody. We're trying to do this. We are doing this right. Everything we've done so far, we've turned over every rock. We've done everything we can possibly do to make sure we're doing it correctly. We have one shot at this, of doing it out the gate. We want to do it right. We don't want to have a technicality to screw the whole program up where we have to go back to ground zero and start all over. That's not an option for all of us. And that's why some of us, even every day we're working on this stuff, we're impatient about it not being done yet. We get it. Boy, do we get it. We want this as badly as you do. So please hang in there with us and understand where we're coming from with this and support those that are working on it. It's a tough one. There are a lot of sleepless hours put into this. There's a lot of research. There's a lot of time away from family and friends and special events and so forth. There's a lot of time that we're on the road. I mean, you name it. There's a lot of time taken from what we're doing to live our lives in order to help all of us. So if you could be a little patient on that and also supportive and helpful. And also, if you want to do something great and wonderful to support it, you can always send a check or money order to P.O. Box 751 Palo Cedro 96073 to support the cause. Make it out to SOJ Formation.
Well, folks, make sure you do two things. One, keep your powder dry. Number two, never, ever, 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 ever stop fighting for liberty. time has come
for 51.
Sovereign Minds is next here at KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Republicans are making the case for their plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. House Speaker Paul Ryan says something has to be done quickly.
Obamacare is collapsing. If we just did nothing, washed our hands of the situation, we would see a further collapse of the health insurance markets. So we feel an obligation to step in front of that collapse and replace this law with one that works, that has more freedom.
Ryan, a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. A vote on the new plan could be coming in the House shortly. However, Democrats are predicting that the legislation will not pass the Senate without some revisions. In his opening weeks on the job, President Trump has been reaching out to his ex-campaign rivals. White House correspondent